Oh, welcome to the party, baby.
I can't, to be honest with you, I can't see straight. This is a real struggle.
That's what like normal people get, by the way.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Have you had the acid yet? What did you eat? You don't really eat much. What did you have? Just had a bit of cocaine?
No, because I don't do that. I'm not from Chelsea. By the way, a lot of your mates owe me money for that.
When did you... Because a normal person, i.e. me, right, will... Well, I'll know I'm pissed and then, like, get... I'll start not being able to see properly and I'll be like, oh, I'm about to, like have a pass out, throw up. Did you get that? Like, the normal person, I'm too pissed?
No, not really.
So what happened? Just got home, completely normal, and just threw up?
Yeah, well, no, I got back. I wasn't completely normal. I think it was by the time that I had... got into the fresh air, then got into the cab, then got out of the cab, I thought, I'm fucked. And then, when I got in, I just started throwing up straight away for about...
Were you with the girl?
I don't know what girl you're talking about, because obviously I'm filming something at the minute, which means I'm not dating anyone.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm staying relevant. Between the two of us, I don't think there's a show we haven't done.
I know. I keep having to remind people I did Big Brother.
Oh, I wouldn't. I don't know why you would remind people of that. I mean, to be honest with you, didn't they axe it after you?
Yeah, he did. I was the last one. Yeah, I was the last bout of herpes that sort of made it chop its penis off.
I mean, herpes, it's always the last bout of herpes.
That's
because
a weird analogy.
You can't get rid of it. Also, you are aware that this is a podcast we're doing.
We haven't started yet, have we?
Well,
we started.
I think that's what they're waiting for.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Okay.
We're just sort of sat in here.
I thought we were just having Sam and Pete time, really. A bit of banter.
No.
A bit of Bansaurus Reximus.
All right, go on then, crack on.
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius. Father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife, and I'll have my vengeance in this life or the next. Do your bit.
All right. I don't know what happened there.
It's Gladiator.
Right. This isn't a film podcast. Do you want to do any other characters before we start?
It doesn't matter who we are. What matters is our plan. Crash its plane. We're no survivors!
Who's that?
I don't know. Lloyd Grossman?
Bane? Who the fuck is that?
Well, who the fuck was that?
Bane from Dark Knight Rises.
Well, that was terrible.
Do you do one?
No, because...
Go on, get your fist around your face.
No, I'm not doing any...
Get your hand in your mouth.
I'm not doing any impressions. I can do one impression, and even that's not good.
Let's go.
Okay.
I thought you were going to start.
No, I think what we agreed, I mean, this is the second episode, so this is still, you know, a work in progress.
But you were going to be the anchor?
Yes, when we actually get down to things.
Oh.
But since this is your podcast that you want to fucking do,
okay.
I think you should maybe tell people, you know, oh, hi, I'm here for the podcast and okay. Do your children's TV presenter.
Okay, cool.
Know, which is why you've watched Stephen Mulhern for the past 10 years of your life.
Hello and welcome to another episode of...
Also, there is just us in the room. I don't think you need to shout.
Okay, I don't know why I feel the need to shout.
No, I don't understand either, but right. It really fucks me off.
Here we go. Hello and welcome to Staying Relevant, a podcast recorded by two best friends who are in the entertainment business, not porn, just the entertainment business, although it does sound like something porn.
And loosely in the entertainment business.
Yeah, loosely.
Hanging on.
Hence the name Staying Relevant, because we are hanging on by a thread. Can I tell you what I've done this week quickly to be staying relevant?
No, should we do it in the order that I have wrote down here?
I got invited to Ekin-Su's Oh Polly launch party.
Okay, Sam, should we do it in the order?
Okay.
Yeah? It's literally in front of you.
Ekin-Su's launch party.
Sam, this literally, it's in front of you.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go.
I mean, I know it says opening conversation, so I think we're supposed to converse a little bit here about something. We've roughly got 10 minutes for this. So we've got some suggested topics because evidently we are fucking dog shit at this. So
can you explain to everyone why you're in a slightly more angry mood than normal?
Because I have the most violent and aggressive hangover I've ever had in 34 years. And to be perfectly honest with you, I thought it may have been the end this morning.
Did you actually, when you woke up, did you literally go, oh no?
Well, I didn't really have much sleep because I spent most of the night throwing up. And actually, when I'd thrown everything up, I was then just gagging bile.
Yeah. Oh, horrible that, isn't it? It's the yellow stuff.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah.
So it's not been a great morning. I look like I've been dug up. And you, weirdly enough, with that hoodie on, look a little bit like E.T.
I know, but we both look quite cool.
I don't look cool. I'm going to be honest with you. I look like I may have just come out of rehab. It's not a good
Well,
look.
We're talking about sending Pete to rehab, but we're not quite there yet. But, you know, soon I feel like a few more hangovers like this and we'll get you there. We also, I think, need to sort of reveal that no guest this week.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we thought we'd start the first episodes, you know, just us, so people get an idea of what it's going to be about, you know, and then we'll get some guests in. We are on episode 2 and no one wants to do it.
Didn't realise how hard it was to get a guest.
I mean, I don't think it is for podcast people want to do, but actually as much as you and I sort of think this is a good idea, apparently no one else does.
Well, no, it's just because they haven't like heard it before, because we're still in like pre-production.
Well, I mean, put it this way, we've had some responses.
These are real, by the way.
Real, genuine responses. So,
I thought it was...
Say it how you want. No, it's...
It is...
Yeah,
I got that wrong.
So, I know, I speak to, we get on quite well. I've worked with him a couple of times, we often speak on Instagram, so we message...
Makes this even worse.
Yeah, so we message... and the response was, hi, staying relevant team. He's super keen to take part, but he literally doesn't have a day free until January. He's back to back with work. Will you still be recording then? That's a really lovely way. So basically, you've asked, gone, oh, Pete is very nice. I like Pete, but no.
It's not good for the plan.
Sam Thompson, Pete Wicks. No.
Mate, the funny thing is, it's like no one doesn't have a day free from now till January.
It's amazing how busy everyone else is and how little work we have.
Yeah. What work are you doing? We're in the same industry.
And as if that wasn't bad enough,
yeah,
someone who you know...
Oh, said no.
Yes. Oh, you're only just reading this.
Oh, no.
Yeah, read out why she said no.
Thanks for sending this through and thinking of... Her time at the moment is quite limited due to her... performances.
I have absolutely no idea. I don't know if that means that her time is quite limited because she has performances.
Or she has performances at the time of...
No, I can't imagine it's that.
Yeah,
because that would leave an awful lot of time in the rest of the day. That's the worst excuse ever.
Oh, it's a play. I've just been told it's a play. She's got a play.
Excellent. Good.
Right, okay. Her time is quite limited due to her... performances, but we'll come back to you if of interest later in the year. If of interest.
So basically, I mean, great. And obviously she is currently, if anyone wants to go and see it, filming a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week show called...
she has no time to do anything else.
So if
else.
You want to catch her, then please do that. Now, this one really upset me.
Yeah, who's he?
Because this was the person who I... absolutely love. I'm not surprised by the no, if
who
I'm honest,
it?
Because he is top draw.
Who the fuck's that?
One of the country's best actors, drama actors.
Oh, it's the guy you like.
From this, yeah. Exactly. So, high staying relevant team. Really like his manager, by the way.
Yeah.
As much of a fan of Sam and Pete as I am, brackets, and I say that heartfeltly, this won't be something we can factor into schedule.
No!
However,
no!
However, I will be listening to the series, though, for what little that's worth.
It's like he knows. It's like he knows how embarrassing it is that he said no.
So basically, that's almost like a, oh, God. I mean, it's lovely that you've thought of him, but I'm not even going to mention it to...
And the beauty of it is that he's literally just gone, I know who you are, basically insinuating that we're not at his level, but the manager knows who we are.
Which is, I mean, we are not at... level. But that says to me there, that's not even getting mentioned to him.
Shit.
Do you know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of when I get an email. I got one this week or to my manager. Do I want to go to some sort of immersive experience in London?
Yeah. What is it?
Well, I don't know, because my answer to that was, yeah, how much? And they was like, no, we just invited you down for the day. Well, go fuck yourselves then.
That sounds like really good fun.
Why?
Oh, I love an immersive experience. I once did a...
I do when I'm getting paid.
No, this... I didn't...
Why the fuck else would I want to do that?
Because it's like... Because there's a safe room one, which is quite fun. There's also a cowboy one, which is sick. You get sent to a cowboy Wild West bar, and they come in, and they're like actors. And they're like, who stole the cookie from the cookie
so
jar?
Is it, you know, like the Harry Potter sort of immersive things that you do, apart from you get paid a fortune for them, don't you?
No.
No?
No.
No. Do that for free out of the goodness of your heart.
I don't do it for free.
No. Okay.
But I mean, I've
it's like McDonald's. You, I mean, you absolutely love McDonald's, don't you?
I do love McDonald's.
Yeah. Not getting paid a fortune for that either. You just do it because you love it.
Oh, well, do you know what? They've got the best chips in the game.
Yeah, I mean, that is true.
They're the best chips in the league.
Yeah, I agree with that. They do.
Are we not going to be able to get any guests?
I mean, we're on week 2, all right? It's early days.
It's early days.
You have to be optimistic.
We've got time.
We have to be optimistic. Worst case scenario, we can always get on Zara. Because if she says no, then we're really fucked. All right? We are really fucked if your own bird says no.
Oh, so, no!
You know, worst case scenario, we've got one guest.
Yeah, yeah. What about we could probably get on, like, Jamie. Jamie Lang, he's got a podcast. You can go on his, you can go on ours. That's how it works.
I think he's busy interviewing Morgan Freeman on his podcast to come on our one where we can't even get your girlfriend. No one wants to be on the show. There's actually, and this is what's really embarrassing for anyone listening, this is how this works. We have a fabulous producer who has actually got a spreadsheet which she sends weekly, all right? This is how bad this is. It's colour coded.
It's all red.
And red is a firm no. Sort of amber is a, well, they sort of maybe in the future, and a green is yes. Colour-coded spreadsheet of all the guests, and when I say a few guests, we're talking there's probably about 70 guests on this now that we've potentially asked. It actually looks a little bit like a poppy because it is just all red with some little black specks, which is just the writing. There is not one bit of green. It's a poppy with no fucking leaves. That is just red.
I'm really disappointed by like the amount of no's we've had. Like if I meet any of them out, I'm gonna be like, fuck you.
But you won't, because I know exactly I would say that, and what you will do is, but why won't you come on the podcast? But why? And then you'll just pester them until they go, yeah, all right, send a message to the manager. You'll come back, get on the spreadsheet and go, it's an amber, because we're just waiting for the message back to the manager, and then our poor producer's going to have to put it back to red when the manager goes, absolutely fucking not.
It's an amber. It's an amber. I want to get in here.
This was another one. This is another one of Sam's favourite things to do with the guests is, Pete, you know him, message him.
Yeah, well,
Pete,
you do.
Know him, message him. So I thought, you know, yeah, we'll give it a go. We contacted I love she's fucking great. So we contacted her management, didn't hear back, understandable. She's, you know, probably very busy doing something. So Sam says, message her. I message her. She's completely aired me.
No! Did you actually DM her? She didn't reply.
No, not replied.
Oh, God,
she's not even read it.
Oh, she hasn't even read it.
No.
Oh, wow.
No.
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, we have to get
No, I'll be honest with you, I'd rather not have a guest. Yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, we're sitting here saying this. No, he can stay red through our choice.
Would you ever have a porn star on here?
Well, of course, yeah.
Because I know, but a guy.
Yeah, if you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I saw someone someone had a porn star on recently, and I was like, that's really jokes because they tell such good stories.
Yeah, but why would you want a guy?
Well, because I don't know. She had a guy. Oh, so we'd probably have a girl.
I know a few.
Do you?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
That's amazing.
I'm not sure it's sort of relevant to the podcast. I think that's just you want to sit next to a porn star and ask them about
what's it
sex.
Like to talk to a porn star?
I mean, we've completely digressed from what this old podcast is about.
Yeah, but just tell me anyway.
I've got stories for you about... You've discussed... You know I've dated porn stars, so it's not just about talking to them.
I haven't got a clue. Okay, what are you talking about?
All right.
Pete's dated a porn star? What? Okay, question about you dating a porn star.
Mate, this isn't...
It is. It doesn't all have to be about staying relevant. This is interesting to me and the listener. So, question. When you have marital relations with a porn star...
Well, it's not called that, is it?
Okay, when you have intercourse with a porn star, is it any different to sexual stuff with someone else?
All the bits still go in the same places.
Yeah, but like, is it like...
Do you know what I mean?
Are they like wild? Do they ride you like a pony?
Right, oh, fuck me, am I really going to have to answer?
Yeah, go on.
No.
It's no different at all.
No, not really, because obviously that's their job, and actually sometimes it's worse, because it's like being a bus driver, and then at the weekend, driving your son's football team around. You can't be asked, do you know what I mean? In the minibus. I do that Monday to Friday, I'm not really that bothered about doing it on Sunday morning as well. Do you know what I mean? So
do you feel more pressure?
No, not really.
I would. I'd be like, God, wait, what if I'm not as good as the person they work with?
Well, you're definitely not. I don't think you do feel pressure because it depends what you want, whether you want to impress.
I've got Sex and Bears. I've got Bears scheduled in for this evening.
What is this podcast about? Because I don't know what's happened now.
And that's how we like it.
And we're only on episode 2 and I don't know what the fuck's happening. No, this is probably why we have no guests. Do you want to come on our podcast, Dan? What's it about? Fuck knows.
Yeah, it's about, loosely, it's about trying to stay relevant in an industry that's leaving us behind.
Yeah, and
but it's also about
you'll
us.
You'll find out what it's like to fuck a porn star.
Well, yeah, but that's quite interesting to me. It's fascinating.
Yeah, but it doesn't keep us relevant, does it?
Well, it might do if you release a sex tape.
Should we do one?
I probably wouldn't. No.
No.
You probably have.
Well.
No way.
Everyone has.
You've
mate.
Done a sex tape.
No, but not like a like.
Wow! What? How many cameras?
I didn't get in a full fucking film crew.
Did you get someone in?
No.
Oh, so it was just you?
Obviously.
Yeah, but did you, with like a
phone
camera?
Do you think
camera?
I'm going to get Ted, our videographer? Ted, do you mind coming round?
I don't know.
Yeah, just, yeah, can you just speed that up? Slow that bit down. Also, can you put a little bit of fucking, you know, subtitles on that?
Okay, question though. Did you use your own professional camera?
No.
So just a phone camera?
Yeah.
And did it do what you needed to do?
Yeah, it recorded me fucking. Yeah, that did exactly what I needed
it
to
every,
do.
Who's in possession of said video?
A couple of people.
Oh no, we're gonna see it on
me being one.
Yeah,
and
the person in question being the
her being the other. Well, multiple hers being the other.
Really?
It wasn't. Oh fuck me! I don't. This is not. Staying sexy with Pete fucking...
It can be.
No, let's move on, please.
Staying sexy with Pete Wiggs.
No, can we please move on? Thank you.
Well, okay, let's talk about sex tapes quickly, because you've had something released of your penis.
As have you.
Right.
So...
It's interesting. It's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, it was years ago for me. I know that you tried very hard to get yours down because of the picture. I was quite happy to retweet mine because it was a very good angle. I'm being honest with you. To be honest with you, that was a good day, and I don't think he's ever looked as big since. it was a fucking good... You know that angle from just below?
No, I've never done it.
Oh, if you get the angle from just below, it looks fucking enormous. You know, it's sort of a little bit like... you know in Hollywood?
Yeah.
They sort of filmed Tom Cruise from underneath. From
underneath up!
Because it makes him look taller.
Yeah!
Yeah, yeah. You do that with your penis.
So, question. When this came out, right, were you a little bit like...
Yeah, I was a bit fucked up.
Did you panic?
Yeah, and then my management were not happy about it because I'd only been on TV about a month.
Oh, he's been on TV for a month and he goes, oh, I might be able to... Let me just send my penis to people.
No. It was from someone before
TV.
And also, they'd sold... Before I'd even been on air, I'd had two stories sold on me from Birds I'd Slept With.
And what were the stories? go on.
Oh, God, this is going to sound so bad based on this conversation we've just had.
We love it. We love it. We at Staying Relevant and the audience love
it. One was Night of Passion with Pete Wiggs, and it was by a porn star.
Wow!
And there was pictures of us at the Porn Awards.
At least it wasn't a night of disappointment.
The Porn Awards.
Yeah, well, nothing wrong with that.
And then, I can't remember what the other one was. It was just a similar thing. It was like a Page Three type girl that was just like a...
I slept with Pete Wiggs. Here's the story.
Yeah, basically.
Were they nice to you about it?
Yeah, they were.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, they were the only two people that sold stories on me that have been nice.
Yeah.
The rest of them went rapidly downhill. To the point where actually a few years later, I had one who said that we had sex in a service station.
Oh, was that true?
Yes.
Oh, wow. You saucy boy.
So.
And then you met me and you became a Christian.
Yeah. Have you ever had any sex scandals brewing or?
No, not really. Not really.
No.
No.
Nothing.
No.
No. Ever worried that there might be, you know...
Keep repeating my no.
Ever worried that there might be anything?
No, not at all.
No.
I don't... There was one thing where there was...
I don't know why this whole show's been about sex now.
We want to get to know the Pete behind the glasses.
No, Sam, this is not... This, you know, I host this as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not
a
guest.
Yeah, we also want to know.
We haven't got any guests because actually, that's how bad it's going to get. Is I'm going to have to interview fucking you.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You fucking supposed to host it.
Let's get to know Sam behind the teeth.
Why do you say behind the teeth? Like you've got sort of a lot of teeth.
Because I've got veneers, haven't I? Front four.
Is it just the front four?
Yeah.
Oh, because that's when the rest of them look like a bag of chips, didn't
they? Yeah. What have you done this week, Pete, to stay relevant in
well,
this industry?
I know you're absolutely buzzing to tell your story. However, I don't really feel like it's a good enough story because we've both been invited. So it's not your staying relevant story.
It's quite cool.
The bit of it that's staying relevant is the fact that you genuinely want to go.
Would you not?
Why the fuck would I want to go and watch Ekin-Su's O Polly fucking launch?
Okay, well, now you've just given the game away. So... This is quite cool. I got a DM on the Instagram.
So did I.
From a brand called O Polly.
Yep.
And they sent a message going, I think it might be in a broadcast message, but it was still...
Well, I can tell you for a fact, it is.
Oh, no. Okay, here we go. Ready? It goes, Hey, oh, because they haven't said my name, so it is a broker. Hey, exclamation mark. We'd love to invite you to our exclusive Ek & Sue launch event. All the details are below. Please let us know if you can attend an RSPV to the email. RSVP to the email.
Yeah, it's so exclusive that they've sent a broadcast message to everyone. Now, I've also got that message, and the first thing you did was call me and say, I really want to go.
Ek & Sue, mate!
Yeah, I know her.
Shut up. Shut the front door, spank me on the arse sheet and call me Jonathan Rogers. There is absolutely no way you know Ek & Sue.
Yeah, I do. We've had many a night out pre...
Have you guys?
No.
No?
No, no, no.
Wait, mate, you got to ask. Come on, let's be honest. You say we've had a night out.
So, yeah, and anyway...
Have you kissed?
No.
Have you flirted?
No.
Have you held hands?
No, because a friend of mine was having that...
Oh, really? So you were the third wheel?
No, there was other people there, obviously. I wasn't sat in the corner with a video camera wanking.
Oh,
anyway.
I always wondered what that would be like.
So that's your statement? Is that all you've done this week to stay relevant? Because I'll be honest with you, I don't think it is.
Well, I got a message. Oh, this is quite bad. I got a message last night from a guy who I must have met like years ago. And he went, hey, mate. His name is also Sam, apparently. He goes, hey, mate, Sam here. Still in the murky world of booking student night PAs. Wondered if you'd like to come down to Kent to come to a student night.
And you said...
And I deleted the message without replying.
Oh, you could have forwarded it on to me because I'd do that. PA Pete is still rocking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that was quite something, to be fair. I also got asked to do something very, very cool. Very, very, very A-list, put it that way.
Yeah.
Panto.
When was that this week? It's. Let me just take a minute out here. I want to find out a little bit more about this. I don't suppose it was in Portsmouth.
It was in Portsmouth.
Yeah.
Did you invite me to? Did you fucking set me up?
No. When did they ask you?
Like a couple of days ago. They were like, do you want to come to Portsmouth and be Prince Charming in Panto? And I was like, I don't think I'm ready for Panto yet.
Because I've also been asked to do that.
No!
But I'll tell you what's interesting.
What?
Is one of us got asked because the other one said no. But who got asked first?
No way!
That's the interesting bit.
No way!
Because actually they thought, right, what fucking bell end would be a good... to be perfectly honest with you, Sam, I'm going to give this one to you because if you think Prince Charming, this is not what you think of. I'm more like the villain.
Yeah.
Like, I don't suppose...
No, you've got the hair for it.
Yes, but I'm also covered in tattoos. And what am I going to do? Come here, babe, and like, let me finger you. Like, that's not exactly Prince Charming, is it?
Let me correct. Why don't you say, let me correct your camel?
No, I'm at one with the fucking world. Oh, whatever the bollocks.
Yeah,
so anyway.
I know. I can show you the world.
Yeah, at the bottom of the email
shining,
to my management.
Shimmering splendor.
At the bottom of the email to my management, it actually said, can Pete sing?
No way.
Yeah, to which I think my management spent a good 15 minutes rolling on the floor laughing.
Mate, dude, I can sing. Shining, shimmering, splendor. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? Do you know what I mean? You've got to give a little bit extra oomph.
You're becoming more and more like a modern-day Alan Partridge.
What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
You're just a bit of a knob, aren't you?
Fuck off. Legend. I can't believe that. I cannot believe we both... So basically, for the listener, by the way, like... The way I see it, and I might be not right, on the levels of Maya Jama up top, right?
Yeah, she ain't doing Panto.
Sitting pretty, right? Laura Whitmore, sitting pretty.
Have we tried Maya Jama?
We haven't, actually.
No, I mean, it'd be good to get a note from her too, to add to our collection.
Like, they're up top, right? And they don't even consider Panto.
I mean, put it this way. I think people know what you're getting at here.
Yeah,
and
basically, don't do Panto.
I'll be honest with you. It wouldn't surprise me if Paul Dunham was asked before us.
He's done Panto a couple of times. He's done it every year.
Yeah, of course he has. Yeah, and it wouldn't surprise me if actually we are so far down.
We're on the way out.
That, to be honest with you, they're going to ask George, who works in WH Smith's next to the theatre.
We're on the way out.
So, yeah, I mean, that's also my kind of moment of the week where I thought, gosh, things just aren't getting any better. So what I thought I'd do to make myself feel better is try the whole Instagram game like you do.
Yeah, go on.
I thought to myself, listen, I will give this a shot. I don't post very much on Instagram. I'm not very good at Instagram. I don't like it. But I did have a meeting with my manager who bought her delightful-looking child. And the first thing I thought was, Lenny, nice to see you. You're 2 years old. Lovely. Sit on my lap, have a picture. Yeah, no, not in that way. I'm not a TV presenter from the 70s. but thought, holding baby.
For the gram.
Instagram picture. Yeah. They're going to love it.
I like it.
And they did love it.
Oh, you go on! Yes, boy!
It just reminded me a little bit of you and your desperation to stay relevant on Instagram. For example, any time that your nephew is around, you do something with him, he doesn't have to do anything. You just put him on a bed and jump on it, and then everyone goes, oh, look how cute it is. Whereas I full well know that actually when there's not a camera there, you hate him.
I don't hate my nephew. You can't say that.
No, I'm joking.
But I do. I got to say, he's a fucking photogenic kid.
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, a dog shit would be photogenic in comparison to you because you do that weird squint and it's...
No, it's only one eye.
Stay tuned, kids. Wait to see what I've got coming up.
What do you have coming up?
Oh, I'll tell you about it after. That's a real cracker.
No, you've got to tell us now. Oh, you're probably not allowed, are you?
No, it's a real, real cracker.
Is it?
I'll the new working title for it. Oh, it's brilliant.
Pete Wick's the demon inside.
No, it's got worse.
Pete Wick's the aggressive hangover from hell.
Pete Wick's,
I've got a problem. Pete Wick's the cry for help.
Are we going to keep going?
Pete Wick's.
Okay, yeah, we are. Okay,
it's only a bag that holds buttons.
Oh, okay, excellent.
Pete Wicks, I promise my dad's coming back. He only went for fags.
Excellent.
34 years ago.
Excellent. Are we still going? Any more, are you done?
Pete Wicks, my best mate from Juvie. He just got out. That was a bit of shit. I've lost
it. Yeah, no, you've lost it. Lost you went
it.
Too far.
Yeah, so I had to include Juvie.
You hit the peak, and then the last peak went, started. Yeah, it's a little bit like your career. You sort of went up and then down really rapidly. Yeah, it's very similar.
It's almost like you coming out the helicopter in SAS, isn't it?
No, that was just rapidly down. there was no upwards in that. Oh. I wasn't doing great before that happened.
Pete Wicks. So the beauty of the edit on SAS Who Dares Wins, I don't know if you've seen it or not, listener, but like Pete sat there, right? And this is like big moment. SAS, big show. Like credible show as well, wouldn't you say? It's a credible show. Probably one of the most credible shows that we've actually both done, I'd say.
Well, and, I mean, when you say I've done it, I mean, I sort of popped in and popped out again.
So basically, Pete, in the edit, they show a little master interview beforehand, and Pete's out there going, look, I get on well with the water. He goes, you can call me a merman. I basically, like, I swim like a fish.
I think my actual words were very comfortable in the water. I'm at one with the water. I said.
They call me the merman. And then it shows Pete. They go, 3, 2, 1. And Pete jumps out there. A
few moments later.
With his bag. And he's knocked himself out in the middle of the sea. And he's face down in the water within 3 seconds of the prior thing going, I'm very at home in the water.
Yeah.
He cracked a rib.
Three of them.
Three ribs?
They weren't cracked, even though broke.
Oh, all right, fucking... Just
saying. They still are.
Are they?
Have you not done that? I've done the thing I've showed you, haven't I?
Bloody hell.
Yeah, it's mad.
And then you inhaled water, you drank water.
By the way, that's seawater, and I didn't just have a drink afterwards for anyone.
And then Pete cried, actually.
I did. However, my saving grace, because Sam obviously did the show, Sam got a lot further than I did, was quite impressive in the show. I was actually with AJ Dudu the other day.
Oh, are you?
And she was talking about you.
What'd she say?
And I also spoke to Foxy when SAS come out. And
did he mug me off?
Yeah, he said, you know, you might not have been there as long as Sam, but he is a complete wanker, isn't he?
Oh, he doesn't mean that. He doesn't mean that. He likes me.
It's all they ever say. And Billy hates you.
No, fuck, no way. Billy loves... So Billy, again, for the listener, he's one of the DSs. I believe he's one of the most decorated former SAS...
He's the most decorated.
The most decorated former SAS serviceman. So he's pretty big dog. He loved me. He was a bit scary.
Yeah, I mean, they both have separately told me that they think you're a prat.
That's not true. Although I did say something to Foxy once, and I'll never forget it. I was in a cab, and we had some, like, post-SAS Who Dares Wins drinks. Me, Wayne Bridge, Wayno...
Uncle Wayne, oh no, it's a different one.
Me, Wayne, Foxy, and there was someone else in the car. I can't remember who. And
obviously, someone that you got on with really well.
And we were quite drunk. We were all quite drunk. And I remember, and Foxy's missus, who's lovely. And we're in the back of this cab, and I'm quite drunk, and I'm like, I think we're talking about my car. And they were like,
are you going to get to the point of this story?
Yes,
at some point?
I was asking Foxy about something to do with my car, and he goes, why do you think I'd know that? I went, well, mate, you're kind of like my dad. marks. Oh, dear. You're like older, like my dad. And he literally looked at me and he was like, and you could tell in his eyes, he went, why the fuck am I in this car having drinks with this prick? Wow. Literally, it was so bad.
Like he's not even 10.
I know, but I was a bit drunk.
Right.
Yeah. Good day, though. Have fun.
Any other stories that you want to not include in the edit?
But I think that was probably the TV show that we've done. I don't know about you, but probably the most credible show that I've done, I think.
I think Bear Grylls would be for me.
Oh, yeah, you did Bear Grylls, where you, like, a shark bit the end of his finger and it was literally, like, the end of the world.
Sorry, are you a shark attack survivor?
No.
Also, I just want to point out, actually, I got to the end of Bear Grylls, yeah. All right? How many of the sort of shows like that have you done that have you got to the end of?
Oh, mate, Big Brother.
Well, you didn't, because you came third.
Yeah, got to the final. It's the end.
No. But you didn't win it. There was a winner for that. So you didn't win.
SAS.
Didn't win.
Yeah, but got to the end.
Didn't. You weren't. No, you weren't.
Yeah, very near the end.
Oh, very near the end. Well, I was very near the end, because it only lasts 9 days.
Yeah, right. That's about it. Circle, we got to the end together.
But didn't win.
We didn't. Should have won.
Oh, there was that great show, that really, really credible one that they did on ITV that was really good. What's it called? Apocalypse Wow. Yeah, that was a really good one. And what happened to you on that one?
Oh, that was so bad.
You sprained your ankle within 15 minutes.
Yeah, within the first 15 minutes. Yeah, that was a bad one.
So I do just want to point out that you've not completed one show you've ever done. And to be fair, I'm no better. I've only completed one.
Do you know what's funny? I went into that show and I was like, this is great. This is the first thing that I've ever given me. I'm breaking into the family. Never been asked back for anything since. That was 2 years ago.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, because people now link us together, they've sort of stopped asking me for stuff.
The phone has stopped ringing.
Yeah, sort of guilty by association.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'll make it through the day.
Don't say that.
This would probably get some good listeners.
You died, would I be Paul Bearer?
No, you'd still be Sam Thompson. I don't know who Paul Bearer is.
Isn't a Paul Bearer like a job?
Yes.
Would I get to make a speech?
No.
Oh, fuck off.
To be honest with you, I don't even think you'd be invited.
Well, you don't get a choice. You'd be dead.
Well, yeah, but I think I'd just...
Would I be in your will?
No.
You'd be in mine.
Right. Well, no, I imagine you'd leave all that to Zara, because there's got to be one reason she's with you.
Would I be allowed to keep doing the podcast?
What, if I was dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, crack on, mate.
Really?
I'm not that precious about it. you crack on.
Oh, 2022. My God, what a year. What a year.
Yeah, nothing's really happened, has it? We haven't really done anything this year, have we?
We're near the end of it as well. I was thinking this earlier.
Yeah, we're coming into winter now, and Sam and I are throughout 2022, which at the start, I mean, this time in 2021, we were like, 2022, it's going to be our fucking year.
Flying.
It's going to be our year.
Yeah.
It's going to be our year. Because actually, towards the end of 2021, we actually had our own show.
Yeah.
2022 comes, and towards the end of this year, 1 year on, all the progress we've made, we've gone backwards.
So tell them how our show got cancelled, because you weren't even on the Zoom. And I basically had the opportunity to resurrect from the ashes. And then I got so angry.
Sam was so personally distraught.
Wait, can I just give a bit of backstory about
given,
us?
No.
Can I give a bit? So basically, Pete is the business person, and I'm the emotional person, basically, of our... Whenever we talk to anyone of note or of power, Pete has to talk. Because I basically always fuck it up. So I'm the quiet one in the corner. But anyway, carry on your story.
Sam's not the quiet one in the corner. What Sam does is when we either have to do Zooms or meetings or whatever else, and then what he'll do is just start talking about either his cats or something completely irrelevant for about 20 minutes. So then I get 10 minutes at the end of the meeting to actually discuss what we need to discuss. And at that point, I've then got the answer because I've listened to 20 minutes of that fucking prat. They don't really know what's going on, and they just leave the meeting going, God, they were nice lads, but I have no idea what we was actually talking about.
I also tell them how good they smell. I always try and smell them.
Yeah, but you don't do it in like, God, you smell great. You sort of do a big, long, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right in their hair.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Sorry to our producer if that was actually your idea, but I feel like it was definitely one of ours, because it wouldn't be Sam's.
I don't know if that's fair.
It definitely wasn't. So it was one of ours. Anyway, sidebar of shame.
Sidebar. Should we give it a jingle?
No. Okay. I don't want to be doing podcasts with jingles, mate.
Are you sure?
Yeah. So the sidebar of shame is effectively when you're scrolling through the Daily Mail and, you know, the Sun and all the magazines and all them fucking things on your lunch break or in the evening or when you've got fuck all else to do, and you see stories of celebrities who are acting like tits or trying to stay relevant, doing things specifically to be relevant and what's relevant at the time. We're basically going to rip the fuck out of them.
Yay! When fuck, I say, prepare to be written.
Written?
Rippin.
Ripped.
Ripped. Fuck, prepare to be ripped.
You went to a private school and you went with rippin.
Panicked.
And that's the nervous panic laugh. And that's the double nervous panic laugh.
I don't know what to do.
And then what happens is then the arms come out.
Stop that.
What the fuck are you doing? This week's Sidebar of Shame. Where do you want to start us off?
It's only right that we start with the big news. I know this is going to be coming out a little bit later, but we are at the moment in the midst of Q-Gate. In the midst. You don't even know what Q-Gate is, do you?
No, I do, because I have read a little bit of it, but to be perfectly honest with you, I sort of got a bit bored.
Really? I'm not bored of it at all. I'm following it like a hawk.
So give us an update on what Q-Gate is then.
Wow. Phil and Holly, basically, when the Queen died, Phil and Holly, there was a huge queue, as we all know, to see her lying in state, I think it's called. And it was at Westminster Abbey. And there was a queue that was about 14 hours long, which I do not understand, for one, because how do you go to the loo? No one's saving your place in the queue.
I think people were saving place. Like, it's not like a queue for a new iPhone. Do you know what I mean? I think it wasn't going to run out. You know what I mean? They weren't going to run out of Queens.
Where are they going to go to the loo?
People needed to pop for a fucking piss and that. There's toilets along the way. People would have gone, do you mind? And I'll be back. And I think people were quite happy in the queue and nice. I don't think it was like, oh, I've got to get there first before, do you know what I mean? Just in case there's no Queen left.
I don't know if I'd let him back in.
She weren't fucking going nowhere, would she?
I don't know if I'd let him back in. If you're out, you're out.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have to queue because surely you've got blue blood.
No, I'm not a policeman.
What?
I'm not a policeman. You always say blue blood. I'm not a copper.
No, that's not what that means.
Yeah, it is. That movie, that TV show, Blue Bloods.
No.
No?
No, fuck me. Are you for real?
Yeah.
No, it's like an... move on. I can't. You are possibly one of the most stupid people I've ever met, and it baffles me on a daily basis now.
Why?
Every time I just think you can't get any more stupid. You do?
But I don't understand.
You should know this as well. So it's like an old kind of myth type thing that the royal family have blue blood.
Yeah.
So if you're a blue blood...
Oh, she'll say I'm part of the royals.
Yes, thank you. You're not a fucking policeman. I'm well aware of that. Imagine you on the fucking beat.
I used to want to be on the beat.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Things would be getting robbed. Crime rates would go up massively.
No, they wouldn't, mate. Not if I had a gun. Not if I had a gun, mate.
Imagine the crime rates around fucking, you know...
Nah, I'd kneecap them.
God.
Straight in the caps.
You'd kneecap them, yeah.
But yeah, anyway, so there was a big queue to see the Queen lying in state, and, like, you know, big celebrities did it. You would, David Beckham, I think, well, Sharon Osbourne did it. Like, everyone waited in the queue for hours. Actually, when David Beckham came in to pay his respects, he looked so dishevelled. And it was like, fair play, you can tell you haven't had a shit for 14 hours because he looked bad.
Sam, of course, they're not holding in the shits.
You don't know that. And it looked like he hadn't had a poo for a while. Anyway, that's by the by. So everyone went and queued. And Phil and Holly...
Well...
just got ushered in, right? And they completely skipped the queue and they went straight to the front. So there was a massive uproar. Everyone was like, oh my God, we've been queuing for this amount of time, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, it came out, ITV came out, we're literally like, they were there for press reasons and all this kind of stuff.
Right, can I butt in here?
Yeah, go on.
So, listen, Beckham, lots of people did queue.
Yeah.
Beckham has possibly some of the best PR I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Because the full in the suit is like, do you know what I mean? Great that he queued up, but that is won him the hearts of the nations all over again. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Every year he does something like that where people go, fucking what a guy.
Yeah.
So for the sake of 14 hours, done that to stay relevant there, David. Well done, son. Because that PR, that's a fucking absolute touch, that is. He didn't have to stand in the queue with four bodyguards and a camera, but... But he did, and magically, it ended up being a big viral story of how long he queued for.
I think he did it because he loved the Queen.
And I'm sure he did love the Queen, but also, we're sitting there going, God, yeah, no, well done him for queuing for 14 hours. Great, but you have got a little bit of credit from that, haven't you? Hey? And I'm sure someone's gone, it wouldn't be a bad thing if you queued for 14 hours, David. And he's gone,
really? Really? Oh, Victoria, what do you think? Oh, yeah, I'll queue. It's a really good accent.
So, yes, well done, but that is staying relevant. Sorry.
There you go. So he's been marked as saying, well, I disagree strongly with that.
I do believe that he, listen, he's obviously met the Queen and he's very patriotic.
Very patriotic.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that's the only reason he's done it, but it has gone viral and someone's made that go viral. But so this whole Holly and Phil thing, because, yeah, there were celebs that did that, but also I do know a lot of celebs that actually did what Holly and Phil did.
Who?
Not going to...
Because you're such good power.
No, the press
are going to listen to staying relevant and be like, oh my God.
But the reason I'm not saying like in terms of names, but the reason I know that, and this is why I know someone that works government-wise, who actually said that a lot of MPs and a lot of celebs were given passes to go and see.
Yeah.
So a lot of the MPs did it as well, and a lot of celebs were, and I think that's probably what's... So it wasn't just them, but they've obviously been absolutely fucked for it.
Yeah.
So in terms of staying relevant, so that as a story is fucking great. How to do something and how not to do something.
They're completely different sides
because
of the coin.
And the way the public view you means fucking everything in this game.
Yeah.
Holly and Phil, fucked it.
Yeah.
David Beckham, king.
Great story, that, though.
Really good story. Yeah. Right, next up, for me, I think there's a lot to talk about on this one.
Yeah.
Has another new album out, so that's that done. Next up from...
Nick, who the fuck is...
So he's an actor, and he played... in... The new one, the actual one.
Really?
So, but he's got a new album out, in case anyone wants to find that. That will be in the Wilco bargain bin by Christmas. So, along with a book I wrote about 6 years ago, The Love of Dogs.
Actually, segue.
No, actually, it's called The Dogs That Changed My Life.
Little segue here. No, it's For the Love of Frenchies.
For the Love of Frenchies.
That's depressing how I know that. I think it's important, Pete, actually, how we... Let's actually paint a picture of Pete's decline as a celebrity. So quite a few years ago now, Pete did something called a... You know when, like, the celebrities...
Were you going to say Pete did something that's called a calendar? I think people know what a calendar
is. Well, no, but you know when, like, celebrities do a calendar with, like, their tops off and, like, their abs out and they're all oiled up and they're sitting on, like, fucking...
You love this story, don't you?
It's brilliant. Yeah. So anyway, Pete's one claim to fame, right, is that about 7 or 8 years ago, when he was actually in the throes of Towie, and Towie was actually good, he outsold Justin Bieber in his calendar.
Yes, guys. Yep.
It was 8 years ago. I don't know whether you remember, calendars back then...
8 years ago, you had teeth like a fucking shrew, so I don't know what you're fucking going to bother me for. Jesus Christ. Fucking, it was 8 years ago. What are you talking about? Yeah, well, fucking shut up, you fucking haggard tooth fuck. You were just Louise's brother at that point. No one even knew your name, all right? So don't worry about fucking 8 years ago with me. Fucking outsold Justin Bieber. You was Louise's brother.
Yeah, it's very
fuck
true.
Me.
And that now is very true.
And now look at us.
Yeah. Anyway, Pete, big moment for Pete. Probably his biggest moment of his career, eight years ago.
That's not fucking hard, is it?
Outsold Justin Bieber on a calendar shoot. Right,
I just want to point out, at this point, because if you are watching this, hello, I do look like death now, so you'll never believe it. I was in all right shape. It was a nice topless thing. It was a bit sad. There was some abs floating about. Like, it was, do you know what I mean? Not too bad. A year later, when I thought, off the back of that success, time to do another calendar. Oh, by the way, that calendar, I did a tour of sign-ins across shopping centres, some of which had to be shut down.
Ah, because he sold out, baby!
No. I mean, because the queues of people, I had fainters. It was big stuff. A year later, we do another calendar, but this time, you know, we're given more money for the budget for the calendar.
Yeah.
So we fly to Ibiza.
Ah!
Spent a week in Ibiza doing the calendar. It's great. Full team, all that sort of shit. So at this point, you've forked out a lot of money, which you have to make back from the calendar. We lost money that year. The Ibiza trip cost more than the amount of calendars we sold. I did still do some shopping centres, but I was, at that point, just on a chair and a table with a cloth over it, sort of sat by WH Smith's. And the majority of people were just asking where the toilets were.
What about the year after?
The year after, I wasn't asked to do one. So it was a rapid decline.
Pete was by... So basically, what I didn't realise is, and Pete's explained this to me, is when you used to do these calendar signings, right? Like, they do... There's quite a few celebs who do them once.
They used to do this big one in the Birmingham NEC called... It was like Calendar Club or whatever the fuck it was, and everyone would go there and basically be there.
It's like Comic-Con for calendars.
Yeah, basically, for calendars and for all that kind of celeb... You can get pillows with my face, all sorts of fucking shit. First, he was fucking Pete, like, you do a bit on stage and you have to fucking say hello to everyone and, you know, someone interviews you about this, that and the other. By the second year and the third year, I was basically in the corner. People were asking me where X-Bowen was.
Did he have top spot?
Alex Bowen had top spot.
Where are you?
Well, I don't. So bear in mind, can you think of 100 people that would do a calendar? I don't think I was in the top 100 calendar celebrity calendars. Do you know who always does really well and is always in the top 10? Which I've never understood how he's managed that longevity. Cliff Richard.
Who's that?
Oh,
Rolling Stones.
No.
Fuck. It's Keith Richards.
Cliff Richard, Rolling Stones.
Who's Cliff Richards?
We're all going on a summer holiday. Yeah. So he's basically been the top of the calendar sales top five for about 140 years.
And you had 1 year.
I had 1 year.
I never even got asked.
I think we'd do well with a calendar.
Should we do one? Should we get merch? Should we do merch?
We've been through this and we had meetings about it.
Yeah.
And actually what the merch ended up being was so bad. It was like T-shirts that said, to me, to you, I'm with stupid, that sort of shit.
Yeah, love it.
No, we're not doing merch.
We'll keep an open mind about it. Well, I think that's all we've got time for, unfortunately.
Thank God for that.
On this episode of Staying Relevant, the podcast where you see two has-beens try and cling on to any form of relevance that they can.
And to be perfectly honest with you guys, even if you're not enjoying the podcast, you should tune in next week just to see if we get a guest.
And I think we will.
I mean, I'm not holding that much hope. I think we're going to have to put in some fucking favours here.
I don't have any. I don't know any celebs. That's the problem. You're the one who, like, knows all of the famous people. You're the one who goes to all the events and gets pissed with them, all of them. You probably know all the Love Islanders that I want in here.
Yeah, you've got to stop with that.
No, I really want him. Like,
honestly.
It's like a Pokemon, like a rare, shiny Pokemon. If you give me...
Sorry. Have you just described any Love Islander as rare?
Yeah.
Half the country's been on fucking Love Island.
Yeah, but still great. Would you ever do Love Island?
Absolutely not.
Well, shut up. Yeah, you would. If you were in your younger calendar days where you beat...
Sam, can you imagine me, firstly, living with people? I'd kill someone. I'd be a national hate figure within about 3.5 hours.
That would be tough.
I had to live with you for the circle and I nearly threw you off a balcony.
That is true.
And you're my mate.
Pete has this weird knack of when he wants to relax, he gets a beer out, sits in a singlet and looks at a blank wall in silence, which I find really weird. I've got to be honest, and I'm quite weird.
It's like meditation.
No, it's not. Because if I speak, you're literally like, stop, this is me time, but you're just looking at a blank wall.
Yeah, meditate.
That's not meditation, that's just weird.
It's meditational.
I would die. If I was single and younger, I would have definitely done that one. 100%.
You would have been, you know,
brilliant. I would have been amazing. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. We've had the best time sitting here, shooting the shit, munching the tablecloth, chewing the fat on this episode of Staying Relevant with Peter James Wicks and Sam Robert DeCourcy Thompson. We love you. It's all going to be okay.
That is possibly the worst
quite an
outro to a show I've ever heard.
Don't say that. No,
honestly.
And subscribe or follow and rate.
So it's written for you.
Oh, I didn't see that. Where? Oh, here we go. Cool. I'm ready now. Follow us on socials at Staying Relevant Podcast. Follow us on socials at Staying Relevant Podcast on Instagram and TikTok. So we Pete's first ever TikTok.
What, have we got TikTok?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, we're going to be doing dances. We're going to be doing...
Sam, just do the fucking outro.
Okay. Thank you so much for listening. We've had a very good time. Well, I've had a very good time. I don't know about Pete. It looks like he's dying. But yeah, tune in next week. We may just have a guest.
Or I might be dead.
Good cliffhanger, that.
Fuck me. Right, this is really embarrassing because, and you're going to love this, I had to pull over on the way here. The car had to pull over for me to be sick.
No way!
When do I ever do stuff like that?
Oh my God, you chunder blunder!
Yeah.
Wow!
Yeah, so it's been a real...
Did you say to the driver, mate, I'm so sorry, but I feel a bit sick?
Well, actually, he could hear me gagging in the back and went, do you want me to pull over? And I was just going to try and hold it in. And at one point, I did the sick and swallow.
Oh, no, the sick and swallow. Me and Pete actually had a night out last week and I did the spit and swallow.
God, we did have a night out.
Yeah,
didn't
we? Yeah. How do you not remember that?
I sort of blocked it from my memory, mainly because...
We had a big DMC. Me and Pete had a huge DMC at the nightclub. It was great.
Yeah, and then I had to stop one of your mates getting beaten up by the Albanian mafia.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Who's messaged me since as well, by the way.
Oh, great.
Wanting his name.
Insanity Group.